members of the force that I represent are absolutely stretched to the pin of their collar. They don't have enough resources, and when I have resources, there's not enough Gardaí on duty, and those that are on duty are being stretched further and further. Violent attacks are becoming more and more common. We saw horrendous incidents down the country, which unfortunately have similarities to some very tragic incidents in Donegal that are very fresh in our colleagues' memory. And it's just a case that we do not have enough Gardaí. There aren't enough Gardaí being recruited. We did receive 5 probationary Gardaí to Donegal. That is only a drop in the ocean of what we have lost. The minister is talking about 500 extra Gardaí next year. Well, 500 Gardaí next year may stop the ebb of the flow of out of the organisation and keep numbers stable, but it will not increase the numbers sufficiently, and it will not make up for the losses that we've endured.
And the point you were making is stability isn't enough if the morale is to improve.
Yes, people need to feel that they have a safe working environment, that they can go out there with confidence to do the job, to protect communities and do the thing that we do best, and that is serving the public. At the moment, we're so stretched so far, there's so few of us on duty at a given time, we feel, as well as having apprehensions for our safety, we just feel we can't deliver that service, and some of our pride is nearly gone because we're not delivering the service that we want to deliver. We want to be out there proactive, preventing crime, not detecting crime.